It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
On Thursday, USDA released their June crop production supply and demand estimates. This report was expected to not bring a lot of news to the marketplace, but there was some friendliness in the report. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the wheat numbers from this report.
Spring planting is here and time to make the final adjustments to your 2025 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe this is the year to consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies and can find the policy that fits your operation the best. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200, the risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
Well, the June crop production report for wheat was a little bit friendlier than anticipated. Most of the trade was anticipating USDA to come in and increase winter wheat production, but that wasn't the case for new crop. As far as old crop numbers, the 2024 USDA virtually left all numbers unchanged, which turned out to bring stocks in at 841 million bushels, unchanged from the previous month, and 3 million bushels less than anticipated by the trade. As far as new crop was concerned, they made no changes to the production side, which, you know, was friendly to the marketplace. Production was left at 1.9 billion, which is 4 million less than anticipated by the trade. But we did see an increase in exports. Exports went up 25 million bushels, putting them now at 825 million bushels. That dropped stocks by the same amount, putting stocks now at 898 million bushels, which is still plentiful, but it's friendly because it's a reduction. We also did see USDA come in and increase the national average price by 10 cents, putting it at 540. World numbers were also a little bit friendly as world ending stocks came in at 262.8 million metric ton. That was 2.3 million metric ton less than expected by the trade and 2.9 million metric ton less than the previous month. The only change that we saw in production came in the EU production estimates, which were increased by 600,000 metric ton. So for the most part, most of the change or the reduction in stocks has to come from an increase in demand in each of the countries domestically. So that was a friendly note as far as wheat was concerned. Overall, the numbers were friendly to wheat, but not friendly enough to kickstart the market and get it to rally.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.